先有一点祷告。
Let's begin with a word of prayer.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你的恩典和怜悯是何等的实际的显在仰望等候你的人的身上。
Because your grace and mercy is so practically manifested on those who wait on you.
尤其是我们要翻开你的话语来寻求的时候。
Especially when we turn your word up and then look to
you. 你的灵就叫我们苏醒过来。
And your spirit will awaken us.
叫我们的心思意念喜乐起来。
That our hearts and our minds will be rejoicing.
主啊，我们实在觉得稀奇。
Lord, we're truly amazed.
到你面前来的时候，你就让我们有这样的经历。
That when we come before you, we'll have this experience.
所以晚上我们仍然仰望主，用着你自己的灵，领我们进入你的话。
So this evening, we continue to look to you, Lord, using your spirit to lead us into your words.
让我们能真实的来进到你话的光中，来跟随你的教宗。
So we can truly enter into the light of your word and to follow your footsteps.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
因为你叫我们看见你手中的工作和你留下的记录和要继续做成的事。
Because you let us see the work in your hands and the records you have left behind to let us see what you are going to do.
我们一直是看到你是朝着那个固定的目标来前行。
And we see that you are going forward toward this steadfast goal.
主，但愿你也叫我们里面有这样的一个催促，跟随你的教宗。
And may you cause us to have this prompting within us to follow your footsteps.
因为路你已经为我们打开了。
Because you have already opened up this way for us.
但愿主叫我们不仅是知道有路，也从你那里支取恩典和怜悯，可以走完我们该走的路程。
Lord, may it be that we not only know about the way, but we will appropriate your grace and mercy to go upon this way.
谢谢我们的主。
We thank you, O Lord.
我们将仰望在你手里。
We look to you, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
And pray this in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
上周我们读了84篇。
Last week we studied Psalm 84.
如果弟兄姊妹们你回去能细细的再追寻一下的话，你实在是觉得神的怜悯是我们想象不到的。
And brothers, if you have gone into details in this psalm, you would feel that the mercy of God is beyond our imagination.
当然我们弟兄姊妹们一定已经看到了。
But of course, our brothers must have seen this.
八十四篇里边所说到的事情，不是一般的时候的现象。
The things that are mentioned in Psalm 84 doesn't happen in ordinary time.
那是到了国度的时候的现象。
But it's talking about the phenomena in the kingdom.
不然的话，你没有办法读得懂这一段这一篇的诗篇。
Otherwise, you would not be able to understand this psalm.
当然，你要借着这一篇诗篇。来留意到一些属灵的学习的话，它还是有的。
And of course, if you want to use this psalm to understand some spiritual lessons, you'll find them.
你说雀鸟和燕子跑到祭坛那里去结窝不错。
And you say that the bird and swallow they made a nest for themselves at the altars.
当然在事实上是不可能有这样的事。
Of course, in reality, it would not happen.
你到那边就烧光了。
Because if you go there, you'll be burnt.
但是如果你从灵里面那个感觉来留意的话呢，那还是可以给我们看到一些很宝贵的恩典。
But if you understand it spiritually, you will see some very precious grace.
虽然那个国度的时候还没到。
Even though the kingdom has not come.
但是国度的形象已经在那里显出来。
But the reality of the kingdom has manifested.
先前除了牛羊鸽子，神不悦纳任何的祭物。
if it wasn't for oxen, the sheep, or the doves, God would not accept them as sacrifices.
但是感谢神,
but we thank God.
到了国度的时候,
when it comes to kingdom,
这个障碍拿开了,
this barrier will be removed.
要回头来看的时候,
and if we look back,
你说假如那个时候燕子和麻雀 真的飞到那里去接窝，复仇的话。
And if you say that if the sparrows and the swallows, they actually go there to make a nest to lay the young.
那会有什么结果呢?
What would happen?
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
当然在道理上面来说，他们是没有从神那里得着什么。
But of course, doctrine-wise, they would not be able to gain anything from the Lord.
但是从灵里面来留意的话,
but if we pay attention to it spiritually,
你看见他们总算是给神接受了,
you see that they are accepted by God.
虽然他们不能显出牛羊鸽子的那种功用,
even though they cannot have the same functions as the oxen,
但是把神和万有的那个关系做了一个很明亮的启示。
But it has given us a very clear revelation in terms of the relationship between God and all creation. And this deserves our attention. And to encourage, and to encourage us to truly follow our Lord today.
那么然后我们今天继续从85篇
And today we'll begin with Psalm 85 and onward.
如果我们稍微注意一些事情的话呢, 你会觉得很有意思的。
If we pay attention to some matters, you'll find them very interesting.
因为85篇里头,
because in Psalm 85,
仍然是可拉后裔的话,
it is still the psalm of the sons of Korah.
很有意思。
Very interestingly.
86篇,
and if you remember Psalm 86,
不是可拉的话继续往前去,
is not the words of the sons of Korah
87篇,
anymore. But it's, in Psalm 87, it's still the sons of Korah, the psalms.
但是86篇呢,却没有可,不是可拉的,那,的诗篇,
But 86 is not a psalm written by the sons of Korah.
返回给我们看见是大卫在这里插了进来。
But we see that it is a prayer or a psalm of David.
那么丢出如果我们因着这个小点提起我们注意到这两篇诗篇的接连 84篇的那个内容啊,
but Francis, if this small point causes us to pay attention to these two psalms connecting with Psalm 84,
他们是抓住一个事实,
they are grabbing hold of one fact.
什么事实呢?
And what is this?
上神求恩典,
is to ask for grace from God.
我们感谢主,
we thank the Lord.
在84篇里头, 你看到到神面前去的时候, 那个荣耀丰富尊贵,
in 84, we see that when you come before God, you see the honor and glory.
84.
In Psalm 84.
那如果按照这个方向, 神的话是继续往前去的话,
if the word of God is going according to this direction and onward,
那就是所有被造之物都从84篇的那一个 启示进入实际的享用,
and it will be all creation will go from the Psalm 84, the revelation here, and go into the reality to enjoy this revelation.
但是非常有意思,
but something very meaningful.
你看84好像把我们提到很高,
and you see the Psalm 84, it seems like it lifts us up to a very high point.
进到85的时候呢, 好像又降得好嘛, 不是最低了,但是也实在是下得相当的低。
But when we come to Psalm 85, even though it's not bring us to the lowest point, but it has brought us to a very low point.
那里面有什么特别的关联吗?
So what is this special connection here?
我个人读来, 我, 我很感觉到，因为这里面他们实在是有个很紧密的牵连。
For me personally, I truly feel that there is a very tight relationship.
因为弟兄姊妹，你记得我们提过，可拉写诗歌的时候，可拉的后裔写诗歌的时候，多半是，应该是也不但是多半是。在以色列和犹大整个的来说是走到末期的时候。
And when Francis, you should remember when the sons of Korah wrote these psalms, it is toward the end time of Israel and Judah.
他们那个时间呢，如果总是在以色列要，以色列也许被带走了，但犹大却是落到非常混乱的那种。
And at that time, Israel was taken away, and then Judah was in a very confusing time.
那因此你就看到了八十四篇所提到的事情和八十五篇所提到的事情当中好像有一个好大的间隔在那里。
So we can see the matters that mentioned in 84 and 85 seems like there is a big gap there.
可拉的后裔因为到圣殿里头服侍，他们很深的知道 活在圣殿的里面，在服侍神的事上面，从神那里所接受的祝福是好大的。
And because the sons of Korah, they were serving at the temple, so they truly know that there is a great blessing in serving God.
但是为什么一到了八十五章就转了调呢？转了调呢
？But how come the tune seems like it has changed in Psalm 85?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
八十四篇是在启示里边带我们到国度。
Because in Psalm 84, it's in Revelation that causes us to see the kingdom.
85篇是让人的心思意念回到现在。
But for Psalm 85 is bringing man's heart and mind back to the reality.
那这样这一个时间上面的差距就给我们看到一个很宝贵的事实。
So the difference in time causes us to see something very precious.
那我们留意八十五篇。
Let's take a look of Psalm 85.
一开始的时候就说：“耶和华呀，你已经向你的弟施恩，救回被赎的雅各，你赦免了你百姓的罪孽，遮盖了他们一切的过犯。”
In the beginning of Psalm 85, it says, "O Lord, you showed favor to your land; you restored the captivity of Jacob; you forgive the iniquity of your people; you covered all the sin."
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们看到那个以色列也好，犹大也好，他们走到最末后的那一层路的时候，在历史上走到最末后的一层路的时候，神确实是在他们中间行过了好明显的恩典。
We see that whether it's Judah or Israel, as they walk to the very end stage of time in history, God has,
从先知上面来说,
God has manifested great grace to them. 你在以色列那边
看到以利亚和以利沙。
And just like the prophets wise, in Israel, you see Elijah and Elisha.
如果你回到犹大这边来，你看到以赛亚和耶利米。
And in Judah, we see Isaiah and Jeremiah.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在神那方面的安排和挽回拯救，神没有更改。
For God's side, the deliverance and the restoration, there's no change in them.
一直看到犹大、以色列和犹大慢慢慢慢的往下沉的时候，神的手还在那里。
And when we see as Israel and Judah are going downward, the God's hand is still there.
我们实在感谢神。
And we truly thank God.
但是我们就要注意了。
But we need to take
note. 神留下恩典。
That God has saved His grace.
人如果不接受。
But if man does not accept it.
那神的恩典是白白的舍出，却成了浪费。
That God's grace will be giving away in vain and it will be wasted.
因此当神借着八十四篇把人从启示的里边带回高处的时候，
So in Psalm 84, when God is bringing man to a high point through revelation,
就引进八十五篇，人该怎么活在神的面前。
Then it brings out Psalm 85 to tell man how he ought to
live before God.
And we don't have to wait until the time of
the kingdom. 让我们就在现在和神中间就没有间隔。
And it is now that we don't have to have a barrier between God and us.
所以刚才我们一开始读85篇的时候，
So when we read at the beginning of 85, you see one thing.
他说神啊，你已经向你的弟施恩，救回被掳的雅各。
And the beginning says, O Lord, you showed favor to your land, you restored the captivity of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹，你留意到神做工的对象是什么？
But this is take note of the object of God's work.
他不是讲以色列或者是犹大。
And he's not talking about Israel or Judah.
他第一是说到那个地。
First, he mentions about the land.
第二是说到雅各这一个家。
And then second mentions about this household of Jacob.
我们可以这样的体会。
And we can understand it this way.
这是以色列在神面前所走过的路程。
This is a journey that Israel has gone before God.
地，神给他们一个很明显的安排。
And there's a very clear arrangement in terms of the land.
人，神把他们又做了非常合宜的引领。
And for the people, God has very appropriate guidance to them.
在我个人看来，
And for me personally,
说到雅各得了赦免，非常可能是指着出埃及的那一段历史。
And in terms of forgiving the iniquity of Jacob, is very possibly talking about the history when they left Egypt.
我们感谢主。
And we thank the Lord.
地主在那边做了保存，不让当地已经给人先占用的那个地弄得一塌糊涂。
That God has saved the land and not letting those who occupy the land to make it laid it waste.
虽然从一方面来看是已经相当糊涂。
And even though to a certain extent it is already in a very chaotic stage.
因为以色列人进迦南以前，整个迦南地都是偶像。
Because before the Israelites entered into Canaan, the Canaan was full of idols.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
神在那里有他的管理。
God has his sovereignty.
他没有让那些偶像发出不可抵抗的那种力量。
That he would not let the idols to have such power that no one can stand against
them. 就等着以色列人来。
And then waiting for the Israelites to come. And then God was walking ahead of them.
以色列人就跟着上去。
And the Israelites followed him.
把那个拜偶像的地区完全拿过来。
That they completely taken over the land that was occupied by the Gentile gods.
这个刚才所说的是历史的事实。
And we thank the Lord what we mentioned is in history.
但是你从历史的事实里头，你看到神的心意在哪里？
But in the historical facts, we see the heart of God.
不是在地，
and it's not on the land.
也不是在以色列，
and it's not in Israel.
神的心是在什么地方？
And where is God's heart?
是在全地，或是说整个万有。
It's in all the land or the whole creation.
因为神在人中间做工的目的乃是要释放万有，让他们归回神的光中。
Because the goal of God's working among men is to release the whole creation to go back to God's light.
那因此弟兄姊妹，你就在这样的一个历史事实里边，把我们引到在神计划中，神怎么来把他要做成的做好在地上。
So through these historical facts, we can see in God's plan how He is going to accomplish His goals.
那所以当可拉的后裔说了第二两节的那个话的时候，你看他的话语的内容就转了一个方向。
So after the first two verses spoken by the sons of Korah, you see the tune has changed.
转了一个什么方向呢?
And what is this direction?
转了一个方向是单单的指着以色列人。
The direction has changed and solely pointing at the Israelites.
当然这个原则也用在今天的教会里。
And of course this principle also applies to today's church.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们特别说为什么会这样体会呢?
And why would we understand it this way?
我想弟兄姊妹们你顶多能知道。
My sisters, I think you should be able to understand.
以色列的堕落不是个别人的问题。
The fall of Israel does not lie in some individual.
虽然不一定是全体。
Even though it may not be the entire race.
但是却是绝大部分。
But it's most of them.
不是全体的那个少数呢，他们也是在神面前有点寻求。
And the very few, the very minority of them has some seeking before the Lord.
但是少数人的寻求并没有改变大多数人的那一个愚昧。
But the seeking of the very few does not change the foolishness of the majority.
那因此弟兄姊妹一看下去你就看到神那个拯救包围的范围有多大。
So, for instance, if you read on, you see the boundary of God's deliverance.
他好像没有说到有多大的范围 谁又做过
It seems like it does not mention about how big the boundary it is.
但是你特别留意到
But if you take special note,
从第一二节开始一开始说到神和人的关系的时候就完全是神和在神的心思里应该是包括全体的人但在实际的上面神的工作只是在神所拣选的族类上面来显出
So when we read verse 1 and 2 in 85 we'll see the relationship between God and men it should have been with all men but actually it's only the chosen race
不管他那个范围在那个时候显明的有多少
And it doesn't matter how big the boundaries is manifested. But we can see this very clearly.
神一说到那些事情的时候
When God mentions about these things.
他的对象
His object.
神的对象
God's object.
是哪些人
who are these people?
弟兄姊妹你看下去你还清楚看到。
And verses if you read on, you'll see it very clearly.
那我念他一念你就更清楚。
And I'll read them out loud.
第四节开始。第二节开始你赦免了百姓的罪孽遮盖了他们一切的过犯你收准了你所发的愤怒和你猛烈的怒气
And we just read verses 2 and 3
拯救我们的神啊话语转了
And then in verse 4 says Restore us, O God The tone has changed
求你叫我们转回回转叫你的恼怒恼恨向我们指示你要向我们发怒到永远吗你要将你的怒气延留到万代吗你不再将我们救活使你的百姓靠你欢喜吗耶和华呀求你使我们得见你的慈爱又把你的恩你的救恩赐给我们
And we just read verses 4 to 7
弟兄姊妹看到那个秘密没有
My sisters do you see the secret?
神的关系和人的那个关系
The relationship between God and
man 如果我们从诗篇上面来看
If we look at it from the angle of the songs
第一卷第二卷
From book 1 and 2
我们一再提过那好像是个人和神中间的属灵的交通和寻求
And we've mentioned that it seems to be the fellowship between individuals and God
但是一进到第三卷
But as we enter into book 3,
你就看到那个对象 不, 不一样了。
And we see the
subject,
the object has changed. It's not just individuals.
它是全体的问题。
But it's a matter of the corporate.
是一个身体的问题。
It's a matter of a body.
而神要看以色列，就看以色列是一个身体。
When God looks at Israel, He looks at Israel as a body.
如果神要看他所造的万有。
And if God wants to look at His creation,
他仍然是以人为主体的那一个事实，就是神要看人为主体的，看为主体的那个事实发生准确的移动的时候，万物也得了释放。
And God looks at man as the main object, and as man makes any movement, then accurately, then all creation will be brought into place.
弟兄姊妹，你读到这里的时候，你一直看着神说：“你们，你们，你们。”不是，对不起，那荷拉的诗歌一直在那说：“你跟我们，你跟我们，你跟我们。”
So the sense of chorus, the psalms keep saying, "You and us, you and us."
以前是神跟个别人的问题。
Before it's a matter of God and the individuals.
神找到亚伯拉罕。
That God has found Abraham.
神找到雅各。
And God found Jacob.
神找到大卫。
God found David.
那这些都是神和个人的问题。
So this is a matter of God and the individuals.
但是现在到了那个一个历史要有转机的时候。
But now as there is a turning point in history.
你看到了神的那一个和人关系那个对象从个别人进到集体。
So we see that now the relationship has turned from individuals to a corporate.
用新约的话来讲，那是进到身体。
And using the terms of the New Testament, it is entering into the body.
这个身体当然是指着与基督有关的基督的身体。
And of course, this body has a relationship with Christ, is the body of Christ.
就把我们现在属于神的人圈在这个圈子里。
And we who belong to God are included in this.
这个就是使我们要特别注意到的。
And this is something we need to pay attention to.
为什么神对他的百姓要存一个整体的那个要求呢？
And why would God have this requirement for the corporate?
因为神的安排是要借着一个整体的人，在旧约的时候是以色列，在新约的时候是教会，毫无保留的归回神的时候，万有得释放的条件就显明了。
Because in God's plan, it is through this corporate body in the Old Testament is Israel, and in the New Testament is the church.
说你留意可拉的后裔在这里，说这一连串的你与我们，你与我们。你细细的读进去，真的是很有意思的。
And when this corporate body is restored, then the whole creation will be restored. So that's why the sense of chorus keeps talking about you and us and you and us.
我们你留意，我把它归纳成两个大事情就好。你看到这一小段的话，你就看着一面神是停止了外面与神中间的间隔。
And I'll summarize into two main points. One, on the outside, God is stopping all the barriers.
里面也停止了神和人中间所有一切的遮蔽。
And on the inside, God has removed all the covering between God and man.
我们感谢主。
And we thank God.
你特别留意的可拉。
We need to pay special attention to Korah. That he has grabbed hold of this fact.
明明上神说。
And he said to God very clearly.
神啊，你对我们起愤怒。要等到几时呢
？The God, when would you have burning anger toward us？
难道你要把我们放在你的愤怒底下，直到永远啊
？Are you going to place us under your fury forever？
这个话是什么意思
？What do these words mean？
这个话就是说，神啊，你忘了你那永远的计划了。
What it means is God, have you forgotten your eternal plan?
你不再执行你那永远的计划了。
Are you not going to carry out your eternal plan?
你容让我们这些被你拣选的人一盘散沙了， 不成为一个完整的见证。
And would you let us, whom you have chosen to be like scattered sand, and we cannot be a whole?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
可拉就抓牢了神的永远的计划，向神说话。
The sons of Korah grabbed hold of the eternal plan of God and to speak to God.
你要向你的百姓发怒，直到永远吗？
That would you be angry with your people forever?
你不要你的拯救、赦免、挽回你的百姓，让他们给你救活过来的时候，就一同在你的面前欢喜。
Would you not give deliverance and forgiveness and restoration to your people so that they can rejoice before you?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这个话好像很顶撞神。
This seems like some words that really are against God.
好像是把神踩下去。神啊，你忘了呢？你忘了你的应许？你忘记了我们这些被拣选的人
？It seems like they're stepping on God and saying to God, "Have you forgotten your promise?"
神啊，你怎么可以如此呢
？The God, how can you do this?
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
这些话听起来耳朵不舒服。
It seems like these are not pleasant words in our ears.
但是神听见里边有感觉。
But for God, after he hears it, he has feelings.
我要在你们中间行那个奇妙的救恩。
It is true that I am to perform a miraculous deliverance among you.
所以你就看到可拉在那里接上去的话是怎么说呢？
So、you,
第七节，耶和华呀，求你使我们得见你的慈爱，又将你的救恩赐给我们。
So the sons of Korah continue to say in verse 7, show us your loving kindness, O Lord, and grant us your salvation.
感谢他，感谢神。
We thank God.
他转过来向神求恩典。
They turned around and seek God's grace.
什么恩典呢？
What kind of grace is this?
把散漫的众人带回神的面前，让他们活在一个集体的见证里。
To bring the scattered people together and to live as a corporate before God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
可拉的后裔是抓住神自己那永远的心意来向神求恩典。
The sons of Korah grab hold of God's eternal plan to seek God's favor.
他不是认定神是乐意赐恩的神。那就上神说神啊，我要这个，我要这个，我要这个。
It's not that they know that God is a God who's willing to give grace and they ask for this and ask for that.
不，他不是问这个。
They are not seeking after these things.
他为什么
？So what are they after?
为神要把他的百姓挽回过来
？And they ask God to restore His people.
把他的百姓重新带回，是一个完整的见证的团体。摆在万有的面前。
And for God to restore the people as a corporate to be a testimony before all.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因为可拉的后裔很强有力的抓住了神的应许。
And because the sons of Korah, they have grabbed hold of God's promise firmly.
就像第八节那里所说了
Just like what it says in verse 8,
耶和华所说的话，因为他必应许将平安赐给他的百姓。
And what the Lord God would say, for he would speak peace to his people.
他的圣名
to his godly ones,
却不可再去妄行。
But let them not turn back to folly.
感谢我们的主。
We thank our Lord.
那这是说到神借着国度的那一个神与人同在的那个事实，就引出当时神的百姓走迷的那一个陷阱，一定要把它填满。
So it's still the kingdom that God is with men to bring the people who have walked astray back to Him.
并且要在这个填满的事实里头， 显出神的无限的恩惠。
And also in this fact to manifest God's infinite grace.
感谢神。
We thank God.
那当可拉的后裔把整个神指明的那个属灵的光景带到那个当时的实际的情形里的时候
When the sons of Korah has brought the people of God into the reality of that time
而我们就看到一个结果出来了
Then we'll see this result
这个结果在这里说的也是蛮清楚的
And this result is spoken of very clearly
其实这些话呢我们就是不把它特别拿出来交通呢我们随便哪一个读下去的话你都读出这个结果来了
And even if we don't have any special fellowship on these words you'll be able to read it yourself
真的有意思的
It's very meaningful
从第九节开始
And beginning from verse 9
一直到末了
Until the end
这个就说到我们和神当中的那个缺陷如何给填满
It talks about the gap between God and man, how it is filled.
我们怎么从个别人的观点来看神，转回到我们是一个整体去看神。
How we look at God from the point of view of individuals to the point of view as a corporate.
第九节开始，我们念的词，弟兄姊妹。你都知道是说什么。
And beginning from verse 9, as we read, and Brent says, we understand what this is about.
他的恩救恩，诚然与敬畏他的人相近，叫荣耀住在我们的地上，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇，公义和平安彼此相亲。诚实从地而生，公义从天而现。耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地有多处土产，公义又显在他面前，叫他的脚中成为可走的路。
We just read from verse 9 to verse 13.
就这么你就读过来的时候，很自然的，你会给带到救赎的恩典那个事实里
And as you read these words Brent says it's natural you'll be brought to this grace of salvation
但是你特别留意那这个救赎的恩典显出来是根据什么
But when this grace of salvation is manifested what is it based on?
是根据上面所列出的几个事实
It's based on the several facts that are listed
根据神的救恩使神和敬畏他的人接上了
It's based on the, God's salvation is connected with those who fear him
就带出一个眼见的果效就是神的荣耀就显明或者说住在我们的地上
And it brings out a result that the God's glory will dwell in our land.
So, 弟兄姊妹，你又看到那个我们的这个事实跑出来了。
So, for instance, once again, you see this fact about us or our.
但是根据什么会发生这个情形呢
？But what is this based on?
接下去就说，慈爱和诚实彼此相遇。
And it follows by saying loving kindness and truth have met together.
这就。有话要说了
And there's some words we need to say about this
慈爱和不是诚实
It's loving
但我个人领会来说这里应该是慈爱和实际是彼此相遇
And it is loving kindness and truth in English translation
公义和平安彼此相亲
And righteousness and peace have kissed each other
结果就引出一个事实
And then it leads to this fact
十一节
Verse 11
诚实从地而生
Truth springs from the earth
公义从天后天而现
And righteousness looks down from heaven
弟兄姊妹们我们也要注意到
So we need to pay attention.
十一节的那个诚实，也和下面的那个诚实，就是和先第十节的那个诚实，在我们中文的翻译里头翻译的太空洞了。
The word truth mentioned in verse 10 and verse 11 in the Chinese translation is not very good.
那里应该要说出是真理。
But it's translated in English as the truth.
不是诚实。
It's not honesty.
是真理。
It's the truth.
依着神自己的作为。
And because of God's own deed.
那真理就在地上显出来。
The truth is, springs from the earth.
凭什么显出来呢？
How does it spring from the earth?
公义从天而现。
It's because righteousness looks down from heaven.
弟兄姊妹们，这里的话好像又是有点空洞。
It seems like these words are rather empty.
幸亏它是好像。
It seems like it's empty.
你真懂得的话，你就觉得它一点都不空洞。
But if you truly understand it, you know it's not empty at all.
因为这里面的事实，真理在地上可以显出来。
Because when truth can spring out from earth,
公义从天上也显明出来。
And that righteousness can be manifested in heaven.
我还是要问那个问题。
Then I still have to ask this question.
根据什么？
What are they based on?
不是根据我们这些人在神面前变化了有多大。
It's not based on how much change we have before God.
人是一定有变化。
Because there has to be change in man.
但是这些变化根据什么来？
But what are these changes based on?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
你只要试试一想，你就看到了。
If you think about it, you'll see it.
这样的一个变化是根据神救赎的恩典而来。
These changes are based on the grace of God's salvation.
真理怎么可能在地上显出来呢？
How can truth spring from the
earth? 你看看现在地上的一个光景也好。
If you look at the phenomena,
你看看历史上面的那个光景也好。
Or whether the phenomena in history.
你推想一下将来地上的光景也好。
Whether you think about the phenomena on earth in the future.
你又没有根据说一定太平没有难处。
Would you be able to say there has to be peace and there'll be no hardship?
一定是处处欢乐没有困难。
It'll be rejoicing everywhere, there's no difficulties anywhere.
恐怕没人做这样的感想。
I don't think anybody would think like this.
你又看过去你觉得哎呀人真的是没有盼望。
And if you look at the past, you truly feel that man has no hope.
看现在。
And you look at the present.
你说人还是现在从前的光景，那你怎么能把真理显出来呢？
You say that man is just like in the past, how can you have truth springing out from the earth?
真理摆在那里，就告诉我们说，世人都犯了罪，推却了神的荣耀。
When truth is laid out, it tells us that all men have sinned and have fallen short of the glory of God.
引来的结果就是神的震怒在他们身上。
And the result it brings forth is the wrath of God on them.
过去是这样。
It's like this in the past.
现在还是这样。
In the present, it's still the same.
你往前面去看。
If you look forward.
你只 越看你就 越看到这种光景是越来越明显。
And the more you look, the more you see that this condition is more apparent.
你说那真理怎么在地上可以显出来？
Then you say, how can truth be manifested on earth?
还是再说到公义从天而现。
And it also says righteousness looks down from heaven.
天上把公义显出来的时候，人受得了吗？
If the heaven manifests its righteousness, can man bear it?
人没办法受得了。
The man cannot bear it.
所以公义要显出来。
So if righteousness is
to manifest, 如果神不顾惜人的话，可以出来。
If God is not mindful of men, then he can manifest his righteousness.
但是神是慈爱的神。
But God is a merciful God.
他乐意用他的恩典来做成那个救赎的旨意。
And it pleases him to use his grace to accomplish his eternal will.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他儿子到地上来了。
That his son has come to the earth.
他儿子到地上来的时候，立刻 就把这两件事实都补满了。
When his son comes to the earth, then he will fulfill these two things.
真理在地上显出来了。
That truth can spring from the earth.
公义由从天上也显明了。
And the righteousness can be manifested in heaven.
这就是救赎的果效。
And this is the effect of salvation.
我们的主说，我就是真理。
Our Lord says that he is the truth.
我就是真理。
He is truth.
真理是什么？
So what is the truth?
真理就是说回到神的路打通了。
Truth means the way back to God is opened up.
再没有阻隔，叫神叫人不能回到神的面前了。
There's no more obstacles that causes man not to be able to go back to God.
所以说我就是道路真理生命。
So that's why the Lord says, I am the truth, the way, and the life.
没有人能回到父哪里去。
And no one can come to God except by me.
但是这个事情可以显出来。
And this can be manifested.
但是我还是这句老话。
But I will still say this.
根据什么？
What are these based on?
这不是白白显出来的。
And these are not manifested in vain.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神将他怀里的独生子交出来。
That God has given up his begotten son in his bosom.
神让他的儿子来承担人所有一切的愚昧无知和顶撞。
God let his son to take up all the foolishness, ignorance, and rebellion of men.
这一件事在人身上来说是叫人免去罪恶的追讨。
So for men, they can be pardoned from all the pursuit of the sin.
但是这件事情一摆出来的时候
But when this is laid out,
就显明了那位万有的主他不做没有公义的事情。
It shows that this Lord of all would not do anything unrighteous.
一切抵触神的事，或者说惹动神怒气的事，他的结局一定是死。
And anything that's against God or that would provoke God's anger, the end result would be death.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
神是用死来满足神公义的要求。
And God uses death to satisfy the righteous requirement of His own.
但是我们感谢神。
But we thank God.
神怎么让他的公义得满足？
How does God satisfy His righteousness?
交出他自己的独生子。
Is to give up His only begotten Son.
做人的代替。
And to substitute for man.
和人换了一个位置。
And to exchange positions with man.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
神的公义显出来。
Then God's righteousness is manifested.
我们谢谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
那因着这样的一个事实。
And because of this fact.
就引出了第十二节，耶和华必将好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产。
It brings out verse 12. It says, "Indeed, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its produce."
虽然头一句话，我们那几个字是有点点在哪里？
And even though in the beginning, in the Chinese translation, it's
但是其实接连上一句开始，接连上一句的那个意思的。
But if we connect with the meaning that follows,
如果你这样把它连接起来
，if you connect them this way,
你就看到一件事
，then you see one thing.
神必将好处赐给我们
，that the Lord will give us what is good
和我们的地。
And then our land.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
我们和我们的地都在神的眷顾、扶持和管理之下。
That we and our land is under the care and the sovereignty of God.
这一个救赎的恩典一摆出来。
As this grace of salvation is laid out,
就引出一个结果。
It brings forth this result.
那这个结果就是八十五篇那个中心点。
And the result is the central point of Psalm 85.
这个中心点就把人和八十四篇那一个人和神同住的那一个事实连接起来。
And this theme is connected with the theme in Psalm 84 that man dwelling with God dwelling with man.
那句话说什么呢？
What does it say?
公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为路。
Righteousness will go before him and will make his footsteps into a way.
可走那两个字应该是摸掉，那个意义就更清楚。
And in the Chinese translation it says walkable way.
当然有可走的路的成分在哪里。
And of course it means this way can be is walkable. But that's not the main point.
神儿子的所做的。
不
然是把打开通天的路让我们到神那里。
What the Son of God has done is to open up this way to heaven.
但神的目的和心思不是这样。
But God's heart and his purpose is not here.
神的目的和心思是让他儿子所做的是成为路。
What it's in God's heart and his purpose is for his son to be the way.
不是可走或是不可走的问题。
It's not a way that is, that you can walk on or not.
你说可走，虽然那个对的成分是靠近神的心意一些。
And if you call this way a walkable way, of course it is close to God's heart.
但是并没有解决问题。
But it does not solve the problem.
真实地要解决问题。
In order to solve the problem,
那个是真实的路。
Then it has to be a true way.
不仅是可走的路。
Not just a walkable way.
你走到小路上，那个还是可走的路。
If you go on a small path and it's still a walkable way.
你走在宽广的大道上，那也是可走的路。
If you go on a broad way, it's still a walkable way.
但是你要哪一个路？
But which way do you want?
你回到五十六篇，五十四八十六、八十五、八十四篇。
If you go back to Psalm 84,
那里所说心中向往西安大道。
It says those hearts are the highways to Zion.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters,
他的脚中就成为一条这样的路。
His footsteps has become such a way.
把人引到神的面前去。
To lead men before God.
我们是在感谢我们的神。
We truly thank our God.
所以那个话是这样说，耶和华必占好处。第一个那个必赐是我们留意的，必占好处赐给我们，我们的地也要多出土产，公义要行在他面前，叫他的脚中成为。路。
And in verse 12 and 13 it says, Indeed the Lord will give us what is good, and our land will yield its produce. Righteousness will go before him, and will make his footsteps into a way.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
如果从次序上面来看，
If we look at it in terms of order,
这个事情应该摆在84篇以前。
This should have been placed before Psalm 84.
然后84篇就和他换一个位置。
And then Psalm 84 would exchange position with it.
但是圣灵确实把84篇摆在前面。
But the Holy Spirit places Psalm 84 ahead of this.
85篇摆在后面。
And then Psalm 85.
很显然我们能领会的，圣灵的意思是要借着这样的一个事实来劝勉属神的人该好好的活在主的面前。
And very clearly the meaning of the Holy Spirit is to encourage those who belong to God to live properly before God.
叫神的那个荣耀的恩典是毫无保留的显明在他里面的众人的身上。
So that the glorious grace of God can be manifested without reservation to those who belong to him.
好了，45章我们是这样走过来。
And that's how we finish Psalm 85.
现在又发生一些有意思的事。
Now there's something else that's interesting.
我们老早就说大卫的诗歌在第二篇的末了。 就已经完成了。
We've mentioned before that the Psalms of David ends in about around book 2.
很稀奇的，现在到了86篇，大卫的诗又出来了。
But amazingly, when we come to Psalm 86, here comes again the Psalm of David.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他这个次序一摆出来。
When this order is laid out.
又让我们很明显的把85篇那一个神的带领或者说要求摆在一个更明确的那个位置上面。
So now we will see the guidance or the requirement that's laid out in 85 now is once again laid out very clearly here.
当然在这里大卫又也是站在他个人的地位上来看他所遭遇的环境。
And now David once again is standing in the position of an individual to look at his circumstance.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
但是这个不是他真实的意思。
And this is not the true meaning.
他真实的意思是什么呢？
What is the true meaning?
他真实的意思是求神给万民都认识你是谁。
The true meaning is to ask God to let all people to know who he is.
从第八节开始弟兄姐妹可以注意到。
The beginning from verse 8, Francis, you can pay attention.
主啊诸神之中没有可比你的。你的作为也无可比。主啊你所造的万民都要来敬拜你。他们也要荣耀你的名。因你为大。且行奇妙的事，唯独你是神。
We just read from verse 8 to verse 10.
弟兄姊妹这几句话就说出大卫他在各样难处里面走过的时候他里面所体会的一个事实。
And these verses speaks of after David gone through some hardship what he has understood.
我有什么难处，
Whatever hardship I have.
神从来没有把我放在一边不理。
That God has never put me aside and not pay attention to me.
神用着他的眼睛来看顾我。
That God watches me with his eyes.
用着他的手来扶持我。
And he sustained me with his hands.
用着他自己的圣灵来辅导我。
And it also guide me with his Holy Spirit.
就让大卫给带到一个地步。
So that David is brought to a point.
什么地步呢？
You know, what
他真实的知道神是谁。
That he truly knows who God is.
他说你是神。
That he said you are God.
只有你是神。
Only you are God.
在万有中间，除你以外，再没有别的神。
There's no one like you.
但是好像上面也说到没有其他的神可以与你相比。
But it seems like what's mentioned before is no God can compare to you.
好像除了神以外还有别的神。
It seems like besides God there are other gods.
大卫是说到一般人中间的情形。
But David's mentioning about what's among people.
石头也变成神。
That even the rocks are called God.
纸张在那里乱涂又成为神。
And you just randomly draw something on a piece of paper, you can call it God.
什么他们以为是神的事情就成了神。
Whatever they regard as God, they will call them God.
说在人的观念里面有许多的神。
So in man's concept, there are a lot of gods.
所以大卫就说。
So that's why David says,
你比任何一个神都大，都高。
That you are greater than any other God.
为什么？
Why is that?
因为你是真神活神。
Because you are the true and living God.
其他的神都是偶像。
All the other gods are idols.
那因此，万民都要来敬拜你。
And that's why all nations will come and worship you.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着这样的一个认识。
And because of this understanding.
就引保罗一个引大卫有一个非常非常明亮的。
It causes David to have this very clear waiting.
那是十一节。
In verse 11,
耶和华啊，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行。求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Verse 11, teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
弟兄姊妹，你看到大卫被给带到正路上。
Don't you see, that David is brought to this right way?
大卫没有带到只是可走的路，实在是带到一个宽广的路。
He's not only brought to a walkable way, but he's brought to a broad way.
如果我们回头想。
If we look back,
大卫写过23篇。
David has written Psalm
23. 在23篇里面你就看到他已经找到路了。
In Psalm 23, you see that he has already found that way.
但是只是路而已。
But it's only a way.
而没有像84篇里头所说的那个我心里头就有了一条路。
But it's not like in Psalm 86 it says that in my heart there is this way.
这条路一直是把我带到西安那里去。
And this way will lead me to Zion.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着大卫在神的面前是一再从难处里头出来，他就经历到神和他的关系是这样的不可分。
And because David has experienced such hardships before the Lord and has come out from them, he truly understands his relationship with God.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这样的经历给大卫带进两个不同内容的经历里。
And such experiences has brought David into two different experiences.
在哪里呢？
And where do we find them?
11节
Verse 11
耶和华呀，求你将你的道指教我，我要照你的真理行，求你使我专心敬畏你的名。
Teach me your way, O Lord. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name.
这是第 一件事。
This is the first one.
第二件事就是接下去。
And then it goes to the second one.
主我的神啊，我要一心称赞你，我要荣耀你的名，直到永远。
I will give thanks to you, O Lord my God, with all my heart, and will glorify your name forever.
我们感谢神。
We thank our God.
这个是大卫经历许许多多的难处的时候，神把难处作为一个工具，将他推到神的面前。
It is when David was experiencing all kinds of hardship, God uses all kinds of hardships as a tool to push him before God.
让他非常有把握的知道怎么的活在主的面前。
So that he was very clear in how he should live before God.
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
所以你就看到大卫在这个时候插进这一篇诗在这里有什么特别的目的。
Then you see what is the special purpose of this Psalm of David.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
你往下读你就知道。
If you continue to read on, you understand.
他不是为了他自己。
It is not for himself.
他是为了他的后代。
It is for his descendants.
为什么为着他的后代呢？
Why is it for his descendants?
因为神有应许。
Because God has his promise.
神要纪念他的后代，直到永远。
That God will remember his descendants forever.
那么这一件事情，就成了神，就成了大卫在神面前一个很重的负担。
Then this matter has become a very great burden for David before God.
你能看到大卫说，我自己我是经过许许多多的难处，我知道我和神中间那个关系是密切的不可分。
And for David, because he has gone through so many hardships, he knows that his relationship with God cannot be severed.
但是我的子孙不一定。
But it may not be the same case for his descendants.
但是神确实对我的子孙有应许。
But God has made his promise.
要让他们做王直到永远。
Made this promise for my descendants for them to be king forever.
这个话是单单的指着我们的主耶稣基督成为人的时候，人都称他为大卫的儿子。
But of course, this is referring to our Lord Jesus when he has become man.
是指着这样的一个后裔。
That man would call him the son of David.
但是大卫在这里向神所求的，他实在是求神 能照着他的应许，把他的后裔一直引导带领走到永远。
But what David is asking of God here is to ask God to continue to guide and to lead his descendants forever.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
插进大卫这一段。
When this psalm is put here,
很有意思。
It's very meaningful.
在哪里呢？
Why is it so meaningful?
他的所求。
What he asked of.
不是只是求他跟他的后裔得平安。
He is not just asking for peace for himself and his descendants.
而是让神的手在他和他后裔的身上显出一个恩典，就是死亡不能辖制他。
And he was asking of this grace from God that death cannot manifest its power on him and his descendants.
因为神的引导和带领是要把他从死的阴影里面救出来。
Because the guidance and leading of God is to save him from the shadow of death.
从极深之处将他的灵魂，他的魂救出来。
Is to save his soul from the deep.
那也就是说，神要显出一个拯救，是让大卫脱离地上一切搞了他的事情。
Which is to say, God is to manifest his deliverance to David to save him from all the things of the earth.
或者是仇敌的诡计，就是要败坏你大卫这一个人，不让神的计划可以成就在你的身上。
Or we can say that the schemes of the enemy is to ruin David so that God's plan cannot be fulfilled in him.
所以十七节那里他就说了这一句就很有意思的话。
So that's why in verse 17 there's these words that are very meaningful.
求你向我显出恩待我的凭据，叫恨我的人看见，因为而羞愧，因为你耶和华是帮助安慰我的。
Show me a sign for good that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed because you, the Lord, have helped me and comforted me.
我要特别提出来的是让弟兄姊妹们你注意。
And what I'd like brothers and sisters to take special note of.
谁是大卫的仇敌？
Is that who is the enemy of David?
谁是恨恶大卫的人？
Who's the one who hates David?
不要给让历史遮盖了我们的眼睛。
Do not let history cover our eyes.
不是非利士人。
It's not the Philistines.
不是扫罗。
It's not Saul.
也不是亚撒龙。
It's not Absalom.
那是谁？
So who is this?
撒旦。
It's Satan.
为什么撒旦要对付大卫？
Why would Satan want to deal with David?
为什么大卫会在神的面前为了他的后裔来向神求一个恩典？不，这个恩典不单是拯救大卫自己，也拯救他的后裔。
Why would David ask God of this grace not only to save him but also his descendants?
因为大卫所经历一切的事情不是一般的事情。
Because all that David experienced is not something ordinary.
是神要让大卫坐上宝座，而这一个宝座要给维持到永永远远的。
Because God is to place David on this throne, and this throne is to be kept forever.
那么，因此大卫在神的面前就知道有所求，求什么？求神那永远的旨意成就在他的身上。
So that's why David knows to ask of God and to ask Him so that His eternal will can be fulfilled in Him.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
因着他在神面前这样的一个仰望和祈求。
Because of his seeking and his asking of before God.
就带出一件事来。
They bring forth this matter.
那是八十七篇。
Which is in Psalm 87.
那八十七篇是什么呢？
So what is Psalm 87?
弟兄姊妹，你读下去的时候。
But sisters, if you read on.
你非常清楚的知道。
And you can understand it very clearly.
这是指着国度。来发表的。
This is pointing at the kingdom.
严格说起来，是指着新天新地来发表的。
Strictly speaking, it is manifested in terms of the new
heaven and new earth. 不过站在旧约的立场上面来看呢，在当时他写这篇诗的时候，那个重点是在国度。
but standing from the point of or the Old Testament at when he wrote this psalm is pointing at the kingdom.
但是很有意思。
But very meaningfully.
因为你看进去八十七篇看进去的时候。
If you read into Psalm 87.
你看到有什么事情。
And you will see some matters.
当然有国度。
Of course, there's the kingdom.
有以色列人。
There are the Israelites.
还有其他的人。
And there are other people.
但是很重要的一点。
But a very important point.
有教会。
There's the church.
那这一大堆是大堆的人物都团在一起。
All these people are put together.
怎么团在一起呢
？How are they put together?
弟兄姊妹注意了。
But sisters, take note.
当大卫的那个祷告带到神面前去的时候，可拉的后裔又接上来，把那个上神该有的那一个祷告摆上。
When David's prayer is laid out and the sons of Korah connected and follow on and to bring their prayer before God.
首先我要让弟兄姊妹留意到。
What I like brothers to pay attention first.
你要是站在旧约的立场。
If you're standing in the position of the Old Testament.
那当然就是根据以色列人。的地位来说话了。
And of course, it's based on the position of the Israelites.
以色列人的地位来说话呢
？And when we speak in terms of the position of Israelites,
是谁所要的
？Then only Israel is what's wanted by God.
以色列的人以外，就不是在神的纪念的底下的。
And anyone outside of the Israelites is not remembered by God.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
八十七篇就打破了这一个限制。
And Psalm 87 has broken this limitation.
一开始就给我们看到，不是站在旧约的立场。
In the very beginning, let's see, it's no longer on the standpoint of the Old Testament.
站在什么立场呢？站在什么立场？
So what standpoint are we standing on?
站在新约的立场。
It's on the New Testament standpoint.
那你看看文字上怎么说？
Let's look at the words.
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。他爱西安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
His foundation is in the holy mountains. The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the other dwellings places of Jacob.
是有一段历史，神特别关注以色列。
And yes, there is the history that the God pays special attention to Israel.
但是当神把他的工作一步一步的从地上显出来的时候呢
？But as God reveals His work on earth step by step，
成为因着以色列的退后
，Because Israel has fallen back，
神兴起了新约和新约的教会。
The God has raised up the New Testament and the church in the New Testament。
那所以一开始你就看到这个话很有意思。
So that's why these words in the very beginning are very meaningful。
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。
His foundation is in the holy mountains.
他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
The Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹留意了，这句话包含很多东西在里头。
But sisters, take note that these words have a lot of meaning.
首先就说到神的工作的根基是什么
？First, it tells us the foundation of God's work.
那个根，这个神所立的根基是立在哪里
？And where did God lay His foundation?
有什么作用
？And what is His function?
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
清清楚楚，也不含糊。
It's very clear, it's not vague.
耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。
The foundation is in the holy mountains.
用什么怎么领会这句话呢
？But this is how do we understand these words?
当然，你从旧约的立场来看，这个圣山就上一定是指着耶路撒冷。
And of course, if we look at it from the Old Testament point of view, this holy mountain is Jerusalem.
而这里也特别说是立在锡安山。
And here especially mentions about Mount Zion.
这个是神在旧约里边特别选出来，来成为神的居所的 那一个地点。
And this is the place specially picked out by God as his dwelling place.
但是弟兄姊妹注意上面所说的。
But brothers, take note of what follows.
不然的话，你不知道这句话是什么意思。
Otherwise, you would not understand what this means.
他说神的殿，神耶和华所立的根基在圣山上。
It says, his foundation is in the holy mountains.
那神立什么根基？
So what is his foundation?
我们可以这样说。
And we can put it this way.
神立他与人同在的住处的根基。
Then God has laid down this foundation of this dwelling place where he dwelt with men.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
弟兄姊妹，你记住这句话，因为到了第四篇，第四卷，诗篇的时候，就要有话回应。
And brothers and sisters, remember this verse because when we go to book 4, there would be other words that will refer to this.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他把他所立的根基放在圣山上。
That he has laid down his foundation in the holy mountains.
然后呢，就点出一个很明显和当时人的心思不调和的事实。
And then it points out something that clearly is not in accordance with man's heart at that time.
他爱锡安的门，胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
Says the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
弟兄姊妹们，你怎么去领会这句话呢？
When says, how do we understand these words?
什么叫做锡安？
What does it mean by Zion?
很显然我们就在旧约里头来看，你看到说到西安，也就是说到耶路撒冷。
And very clearly, whatever science mentioned in the Old Testament is referring to Jerusalem.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
耶路撒冷当时有好多个门。
And at that time, Jerusalem has many gates.
但是神说了这样的一句话。
But here God said these words.
他爱西安的门。
He loves the gates of Zion.
他特别留意到在西安里头进出的门是他最留心的。
And there is the gate where people go in and out. This is the gate where the Lord
pays special attention. 留心到这个什么地步呢？
And he pays special attention to a point.
圣于雅各一切的住处。
And it's more than all dwelling places of Jacob.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
当你看了这句的时候，
When you see these words,
第一，你会解决的，锡安山的门是什么？
First, you need to understand what the gates of Zion mean.
第二，
And then,
雅各一切的住处是什么？
And what does that mean by all the dwelling places of Jacob?
弟兄是不是很清楚你看到一件事？
My sisters, you can see one thing very clearly.
一个是说到属天的路程。
One is talking about this heavenly journey.
一个是说到属地的丰富。
The other talks about the earthly abundance.
这两件事情在任何一个寻求神的人的眼中都不会觉得有哪一个比哪一个差一点或是强一点。
And in all those who seek after the Lord, that's not, one of this is not better or worse than the other.
但弟兄姊妹，当你细细读进去，
But if you read into it carefully,
你真的是看到，
And you will truly see this.
神在这里说到一个事情，是比以色列在神面前那个地位更尊贵的。
That God is mentioning one thing, one matter that is more honorable than Israel before God.
这是什么？
So what is this?
教会。
The church.
现在你就懂了。
Now you understand.
这个根基立在圣山上。
That this foundation is in the holy mountain.
根基是谁？
What is the foundation?
神的儿子。
It's the Son of God.
神把他的教会建造在基督的身上。
That God is building his church upon his Son Christ.
这一个神所建立的摆在那里的时候，比神 在旧约里头所显明的那个以色列，还要让神多一点的留意。
And this draws more attention than Israel in the Old Testament.
所以第二节就说了，他爱锡安的门胜于爱雅各一切的住处。
That's why in verse 2 it says the Lord loves the gates of Zion more than all the dwelling places of Jacob.
我们可以这样留意。
And we can look at this
way. 这个圣山的基础是神的儿子。
The foundation of the holy mountains is the Son of God.
当神的儿子把神的居所建立在哪里的时候，
When the Son of God laid out this foundation of God's dwelling place,
他就爱进入神的城的门的那一件事情，比雅各在地上所得的一切的住处都高、都尊贵、都荣耀。
That he would love the gates that goes into God's dwelling place more than all other dwelling places of Jacob.
我们感谢主啊。
We thank the Lord.
当我们现在读到这里的时候，
As we read here,
我们可以用一个比较具体的心思来领会它。
And we can use a more practical point of view to understand this.
那就是基督和基督的恩赐的问题。
Which has to do with Christ and the gifts of Christ.
在旧约里边没有说的那么明显的话。
And in the Old Testament, there are not such clear words.
但是却有带出这样的话的那个发表。
But there are some expressions that brings out these words.
那它的根基立在圣山上，那个根基是谁？神的儿子。
His foundation is in the holy mountain. This foundation is referring to the Son of God.
那这个是一个属天的路程。
And this is a heavenly journey.
是主自己显出来的。
It's manifested by our Lord Himself.
那么是雅各一切的住处呢？
And what about the dwelling places of Jacob?
当然都有神的应许在那里。
And of course, there is the promise of God.
但是从神的那一个定义上面来说，我们只能把地上的耶路撒冷看作是神的恩赐的显出。
But in terms of God's will, we can only look at the Jerusalem on earth as the gifts of God.
和神自己的显出显然是两件不同程度的事。
And it's truly two different things of two different degrees in terms of the manifestation of God Himself.
然后底下就说出那一个不一样的地方。
And then later on it tells us the differences.
你留意那一句话。
Take note of these words.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的城啊，有荣耀的事，乃是指着你说的。
Glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
神的城。
The city of God.
荣耀的事。
Glorious things.
神自己
God himself
弟兄姊妹们这里提到三件事
There are three things mentioned here brothers and sisters
弟兄姊妹你一定要看到
Brothers,
这三件事是调在一起
Brothers and sisters you must see these three things are together
不是分开三件事
They are not three separate things
是三而一的一件事的但不是三而一的神哈是三而一的一个事实。
And this is a fact that is three in one.
他说，神的城啊，有荣耀的事，是指着你说的。
Here it says, glorious things are spoken of you, O city of God.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
是什么事？
What is this about?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
你很清楚的能了解。
Very clearly, you can understand.
这是指着神的教会。
This is talking about the Church of God.
指着今天，从新约的教会开始，一直往后延伸， 延伸到国度，再延伸到新耶路撒冷。
He's referring to the church in the New Testament that it continues to the kingdom.
那是怎么样的一回事呢？
So what is this about?
那弟兄姊妹，你很容易就留意到的。
And you can see this very clearly.
从第四节开始。
Beginning from verse 4.
我要提醒拉合伯和巴比伦人，是在认识我之中的。看啊，腓力斯和推罗，并古时人，个个生在那里。论到西安，必说，这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者，必亲自建立建成。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里。歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的全源都在你里面。
And we just read from verse 4 to verse 7.
弟兄姊妹，很自然你就领会到了。
But this is very naturally, you understand.
这段话是从新约教会一直说到新天新地。
And these words are referring to the church in the New Testament.
这突出的地方是在哪里？
All the way to the new heaven and new earth.
这一个城里头的内容。
What stands out is the content of this city.
这城里头的内容，神的儿女固然是在其中的。
The content of the God city, of course, God's children.
因为他们是在西安的这个根基上面。
Because they are on the foundation of Zion.
神的儿子在哪里，教会也在哪里。
Wherever the Son of God is, the church is.
但是除了教会，
But apart from the church,
还有一些人，我们从来不会想到他们也有份在其中啊。
Well, there are other people that will never imagine that they will be included also.
这些人在圣经的历史上面，从开始到末了，一直是做神的百姓的对头的。
And these people in the history of the Bible, from the beginning to the end, they're always the opposite side of God's people.
他们也能进到圣城。这个圣城里啊。
Can they also enter into this holy city?
感谢主。
Thank the Lord.
这就是神造人的目的。
This is the purpose of God creating man.
很具体的显现在新天新地是行出来的光景。
And very practically manifested in the condition in the new heaven and new earth.
我们用笼统的话来说。
To put it more generally.
在这里提到一批从历史上一直是对付神的那些民族和人物。
Here it mentions about some races or people who has always been the adversaries of God.
我特别提一提就是拉哈伯。
I'll mention about Rahab.
因为不提出来，弟兄姊妹不一定你会想到是什么。
Because if I don't mention it, brothers may not know what it is.
拉哈伯是埃及的别号。
Rahab is another name for Egypt.
你以后读诗篇的时候，你就读得出来的。
And if you read other Psalms, you will see this.
其他的巴比伦人，你看，对付以色列人很凄惨。
And you see the Babylonians, they oppressed the Israelites greatly.
腓力士、推罗、古实。
Phoenicia, Tyre, and Ethiopia.
那这些。民族都是一直以来对付神的。
And these races, they had always been against God.
但是到了那个时候，
But at that time,
你看到整个形势变了。
The whole situation changed.
怎么变法呢？
How does it change?
这一些本来是敌对神的那一些人，
Those who originally was opposing God.
每一个都成了在圣城里头生出来的人。
Every one of them would become someone who's born in the holy city.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这是什么？
What is this?
这是说到国度大进新天新地的这一段的时间，万物归回神面前的那一个表明。
And this is about when the kingdom is bringing into the new heaven and new earth, all things will return to God.
用诗篇上头的话来表达它。
Using the words in the Psalms.
神把敌人变作与自己和好的人。
God has turned his enemies to be the people who are reconciled to him.
弟兄姊妹们，这的确是一件大事。
Princess, it is indeed a great matter.
因为这一件事情引出来的，就不只是这些原来抵挡神的人与神中间再没有间隔。
Because when this is manifested, it's not only those who were against God will have no more obstacles between them and God.
引出，因着这些人都归到基督的救恩里面，就把万有都带回神的面前，这个是重要的事。
But because all these people are brought under the salvation of God, they bring all creation back to God.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
这一个和人和神的关系是到了一个没有任何人可以把它再更改的。
And at this time, the relationship between God and man is unchangeable.
连撒旦都不可以。
Even Satan cannot change it.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我又问那个问题。
Then I'll ask this question again.
根据在哪里？
Where is the basis?
感谢神。
We thank God.
根据在神自己所说的话。
The basis is in God's words.
我们来看。
So let us look at it.
从第三节开始，神的城啊，有荣耀的事，是指着你说的。我要提起拉哈伯和巴比伦人是在认识我之中的。看啊，菲利士和推罗并古实人个个生在那里，论到西安比索，这一个那一个都生在其中，而且至高者必亲自建立建城。当耶和华记录万民的时候，他要点出这一个生在那里，歌唱的跳舞的都要说，我的泉源都在你里头。
We just read from verse 3 to the end.
弟兄姊妹应该很懂啊。
My sisters, you should understand it very clearly.
因为这里所说的乃是把新约的时间教会所承受的那一份也让他们一同去享用。
Because these words have spoken of what the church in the New Testament has received and has become their enjoyment.
原来与神为敌的，
those who were enemies of God,
现在成了心里面所爱的，
now has become the beloved.
神能指出每一个人，
and God can point at everyone.
这个人出生在哪里？
and this one is born where?
这个人出生在哪里？
and that one is born where?
这个人出生在哪里？
and this person is born where?
他们都知道，
and they all know.
是神把他们不像教会那样重生过来，不过是神用新约的生命的恩典来接受他们。
And they all know it is through the grace of life in the New Testament that God has
accepted them. 他们自己也懂。
And they understand it
themselves. 从前他们是在神以外流荡的。
Before they were wandering outside of God.
现在他们找到他们的依据。是神自己。
Now they have found the basis of foundation is in God.
所以那里都说啊。
So here it says,
歌唱的、跳舞的都要说，我的泉源都在你里头。
Those who sing as well as those who play the flute shall say, all my springs of joy are in you.
在谁的里谁的里头？
Who is this you?
在神自己的里头。
In God Himself.
我们实在感谢赞美主。
We truly thank and praise our Lord.
那么我们读第三卷。这样看下来的时候，你看到神一步一步把地上的一切被造之物如何带回神的光中。
And as we read book 3, we can see step by step how God is bringing all creation back to His own light.
然后就带进神怎么领他们。
And then it brings out how God guides them.
所以下礼拜回来，下礼拜我们要停一次。
And next week we will not have this meeting for 1 week.
因为西岸特会的筹备会议就在这，要在我们这里。
And because there's a planning meeting for the WCCC here.
那再一个礼拜回来的时候。
And when the following week.
我们就看88和89。
In the following week we will read Psalms 88 and 89.
这里就把以前所看过的呢。一个归种来说出神如何把敌对的带回到他自己面前， 成为神所爱的。
So these would summarize what we've read so far, to summarize how God is bringing those who used to oppose him back to himself.
神如何成就他的永远的旨意，在地上，在人的中间，在万有的里头。
And how God would accomplish his eternal will among men on this, in this land and among all creation within God.
我们这样的粗粗略略的来把诗篇里头的内容这样走过一下。
As we quickly go over the content of the Psalms.
弟兄姊妹，当你在读诗篇的时候，你就不会游游荡荡，不知道究竟诗篇说什么。
Then the verse says that when you read the Psalms again, you would not be lost and not knowing what the Psalms is about.
感谢主，神借着诗篇向我们说了很多的话。
And we thank God that He has spoken much to us through the Psalms.
我们有点祷告。
Let us pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
在你那荣耀的旨意里头，谁能识得透？
Who can understand fully your eternal will?
但是感谢主。
But we thank you, Lord.
你把父神的意识接过来的时候，就在我们的身上开始做工。
As you receive your will from God, that you begin to work in us.
你用你的话来照明我们。
You enlighten us with your words.
你用你的灵来苏醒我们。
And you awaken us with your spirit.
你要叫我们这些人，因着知道你是谁。
And you want us to know who you are.
也知道我们自己是谁。
And also know who we are.
我们就在你的面前。
And then before you.
承认我们是罪人，是得罪你的人。
We confess that we are sinners. We are those who have sinned against you.
是从我们里面自动的给带到那个地步，承认我们该受刑罚，但是你却成了我们的拯救。
That we automatically would confess that we deserve punishment, but you have become our deliverance.
不但是成了我们的拯救。
Not only have you become our deliverance.
也把我们带到成全你那永远的旨意。
And you also brought us to a point to perfect your will.
我们能说什么话呢？
Lord, what can we say?
我们只有说。
We can only say this.
真的要敬拜赞美。直到永远归给你。
We truly will worship you and praise you eternally.
我们这样祷告仰望，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We look to you and we pray this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.